Welcome back to Inside the Bears, brought to you by Jimmy John's.
Double A, your former teammate Brian Urlacher was back here at Hollis Hall.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was introducing his new book, Middle School Rules of Brian Urlacher, to the Bears Kids Club. Bunch of lucky kids, including your son.
He was in attendance. He's a kids club member.
So. Yep. They got a copy of the book, and they got to hear Brian read from the book, and the author, Sean Jensen, was here. It was a really cool event here at Hollis Hall in the event center.
You know what? Urlacher signed the book for my son, and he put, "Your dad was a great teammate, but a horrible TV guy." So, thanks, Urlacher. Thanks for the honesty.
Check it out.
Brian Urlacher, everybody.
Hi.
Brian, what were your initial thoughts when Sean approached you about the book?
I was excited about it. Just maybe give him a chance to relate to something that I was going through, that let them see that everyone has issues at that age, and some different than others, but I had certainly had plenty of them, and most of them are in the book there, so the kids can read that. But just give them a chance to relate and see that, you know, they can get through it.
The heart of it really was when I told him the concept, your inspirational childhood stories, he kind of paused for a minute, and I'm sitting there thinking, oh my goodness, what's he going to say? And he goes, "Dude, let's do it." That's all he said. I said, "Well, Brian, I haven't told you about the logistics of how, oh, we'll figure all that stuff out. Let's just do it. I love this idea." And so he was in, and that was really exciting to have him buy into it. And he said, "Hey, it's for the kids."
I want to read this like it's in the book, not like it's me reading the book, okay?
How much would you say middle school made you the person that you are today?
It's a big deal then, but looking back, it wasn't a big deal. You know, it's at the time, it's such a big deal to you to, you're not making the basketball team, you're not playing, your friends are alienating you, just certain things that go on when you're that age. You think it's the end of the world, but it's really not. It's such minor things when you look back at it.
Would you say that in the book you like that Brian's character isn't sugar-coated?
Yeah,
that
no.
Kids can learn lessons from Brian?
Yeah, it wasn't easy for Brian. Brian wasn't the best when he was that age either. You know, I feel like all my friends were better than me at every sport I did, but you know, I worked hard, and I eventually got, in high school, I got a little better, but, you know, it wasn't always easy for me back then. Brian's birthday was May 25th, and he had saved up $400 to buy his first car. It was a Chevy Love, an acronym for light utility vehicle, but it was actually a modest truck without any fancy features. It was a 4-speed, which represented the number of gears, and it was white. This is a sweet truck, by the way, guys. Pretty smooth. You'd be lucky to have one of these.
How much has being a parent affected this whole process for you?
A lot easier decision to make, but my 14-year-old's over me right now. You know, I'm cool when she needs money or when she needs to go to the mall or something. I'm cool, but we got the copies of the book, and she read it. She actually sat down and read it, and she was like, "Wow, Dad, this is pretty cool." That's how I knew that I made it, that I was cool again, because Pamela liked the book, so I knew I made it then. I knew the book was okay.
To me, it just changes when you have children. This idea for me was born from reading to my son, you know, and the highlight of this whole process was, you know, reading with my son over the course of 2 weeks, a couple chapters every night, and him just loving it.
Okay, 575-9520. Okay, oh, my man right here. Oh, good job. Congratulations. High five. Good job.
What were some of your favorite pranks made it into the book?
And we got all of our pranks from my stepdad, by the way. So the pouring the water over the shower, the cold water. If you didn't lock the door in my house, you're going to get cold water poured on you, 100%. No doubt. If you're a visitor, a friend, whatever, you're getting water on your head. And we still do that now. So my buddy Bryce, when he comes up, he always locks his door when he goes to take a shower.
Hi, buddy.
Thank you.
I'm Louie.
You're Louie? I'm Sean. You know, I love the story of Brian working really hard all summer long, mowing all these lawns, making all this money, and then going to the local fair and going with his girlfriend, and she wants him to win these prizes. And lo and behold, by the end of the night, he's blown all $80 that he saved all summer mowing lawns. But I thought that was a pretty funny story.
What's your name? Eve? Can I put it in your book? Do you mind? I really like your pigtails, by the way.
Are you happy with the illustrations in the book?
That's what I'm most happy with. I like pictures, you know. But I thought the front of the book was really awesome, with me looking in the mirror and, you know, the little kid to the big guy. And then there's pictures in the books, and it was awesome.
So many of these guys have great stories, and why not have positive, inspirational messaging for our kids?
That they can relate to something I did, and it's going to be fine. You know, you're going to have some hard times when you're young. They will pass, you know, hopefully sooner than later, but it's very normal for people to go through stuff like that, and most everyone's gone through it.
Lindsay, it was good to catch up with old 54. And a coincidence my son has read 54 pages from his book.
Little aunt.
So thank you for giving my son that chance to read. Reading is fundamental, especially in the Adams household. So thank you.
The book is getting a really good response so far. Brian's kids love it. The author, Sean Jensen, his son loves it.
Yes.
And it was just a really great event. And we're really excited for Brian and for Sean. And if your kids want to join the Chicago Bears Kids Club, they can head over to chicagobears.com/kidsclub. Be a part of some really cool events like the Brian Urlacher book reading.